This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a trio of comedians called Axis of Evil head off to play the Middle East.
First, though, over the weekend, the Democrats running for president performed an Iowa ritual known as the Jefferson Jackson Dinner.
This was Saturday night. They gave speeches. Here is Senator Barack Obama.
The party of Jefferson and Jackson, of Roosevelt and Kennedy, has always made the biggest difference in the lives of the American people when we led not by polls, but by principle. Not by calculation, but by conviction.
And we're joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, you know, I wanted to play that cut from Senator Obama because I read a piece by probably the most important political reporter in Iowa, David Yepsen of the Des Moines Register, who wrote a piece Sunday about that speech saying Barack Obama clearly was the dominant figure at this event. And it's an important political event there.
It is every time around, and it is particularly this year, because the final sprint up to the January 3rd voting events there in Iowa is going to be highly intense. It's taken on more meaning than anyone could have imagined it would at this stage in this particular presidential cycle. And Barack Obama impressed a lot of people Saturday night. He did it by bringing out the most supporters. Some people think he had almost half of the 9,000 who were in the hall. He had a great organization. They had a huge rally beforehand, and the enthusiasm of his people brought out that Barack Obama that people saw at the 2004 Democratic National Convention in Boston when he wowed the House. And it brought out that side of him that people have been seeing in campaign events around the country, but not seeing on television in the debates or in his interviews, such as with Tim Russert on Meet the Press yesterday. So it brought out the strong side of him, the inspiring side of him. And he clearly dominated the evening because while the other people were fine, they were okay. There was nothing wrong with the other speeches, none of them compared.
And Ron, let's say that Senator Obama then goes on to dominate in Iowa and wins. What does that mean for Senator Clinton? Is that a mortal blow for her campaign?
Not mortal, but it is a huge blow because all her inevitability, all this talk that we've all done about how far ahead she is in the national polls, also in the key state polls, how much money she's raised, how fabulous her organization is, all of that turns against her if she suddenly loses in Iowa, or even if she barely wins in Iowa. She loses that sense that the Democrats have already settled their nomination. And flip it around, if she does win in Iowa, then that makes it all the tougher to catch her in New Hampshire the next week, if that's when New Hampshire votes, and we expect it will be. And if they don't catch her in New Hampshire, then she almost surely wins Florida and is off to the races on February 5th, and she is the nominee.
Ron, I think there are new polls today showing that the race is tightening pretty significantly there in Iowa for Senator Clinton and the other Democrats. But there's also developments on the Republican side. What are you seeing there?
It's quite different in the Republican Party because there you have Mitt Romney pretty well ahead in Iowa, pretty well ahead in New Hampshire. So the other Republican candidates have not been putting the same kind of significance onto those early tests that the Democrats have. It's set up quite differently on the Republican side because there Rudy Giuliani is really putting all of his chips on a few later states. That's Florida, voting later in January, and then, of course, the big February 5th states that include his own home state of New York and also California, where he's quite strong. So he's hoping to essentially downplay the early voting states, do as well as he can, try to be close to Mitt, but essentially write them off and say, well, those are Mitt states. He practically lived in Iowa the last couple of years, and he was the neighboring governor in Massachusetts when he was governor of Massachusetts to New Hampshire. So we don't really care about those tests. We're going to look to the later, bigger states that are more typical of the country as a whole.
Okay, Ron, looking ahead in the week, I'll be going to Nevada to cover the Democratic debate there on Thursday night. And should I expect any surprises, or is it going to be just another run-of-the-mill Democratic weekly debate?
I think there will be surprises, in part because, look, Nevada was set up to be the Western state early voter in January, to be the union event of those early events, and to be the Hispanic event. And anytime it's that well packaged and pre-scripted, there are bound to be surprises. I think you want to be watching, though, for Hillary Clinton to be quite concerned not to have another lackluster performance such as she had in the last debate that kicked off a lot of this talk about a resurgence by Obama or a resurgence by one of the other Democratic candidates, John Edwards or one of the others.
Okay, Ron, I'll fill you in after I watch the debate.
Looking forward to it.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving filling us in every Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline. Thank you, Alex. Mm-hmm.